J.D. Vance, the Biden administration wants Trump to die in jail. By Christina Wong on March 25, 2024. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., a top Trump ally, blasted the Biden administration shortly after an appeals court issued former President Donald Trump a reprieve on Monday in enforcing a $464 million judgment in cash related to the New York civil fraud case. The court said Trump could post $175 million within 10 days in order to stop the clock on enforcing the $464 million judgment and appeal the case. Vance said in a post on X. The Biden administration wants Trump to die in jail and they want to bankrupt his family. It is the biggest assault on democracy we've ever seen. If you're too cowardly to call it out, you're not ready for his moment in American politics. The last-minute reprieve comes after Trump's attorneys had said it would be impossible to post $464 million in bond and as New York Attorney General Letitia James was preparing to seize Trump's assets. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, another Trump ally, called the attempted seizures profoundly un-American. He posted on X. The egregious attempted seizure of President Trump's assets for a victimless crime will forever taint the legal system of New York and sets a dangerous new precedent for our nation. Weaponizing justice to forcibly seize the livelihood of political opposition is shocking, tyrannical, and profoundly un-American. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.